all and wanted more. I guess I was born, naturally born, born bad.
Hey, Knox. Somebody out here wants to meet you.
Born bad. It's such a sin. I guess I was born, naturally born, born bad.
Let me take a guess here. Y'all having a Halloween party tonight,
now,
huh?
What makes you think that, big boy?
Well, you sure are buying a whole mess of holy water for two people.
Yeah, we like to get fucked up and do fucked up shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like to get fucked up, too. Do some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I bet you do. How much we owe you, Goober?
Actually, it's G. Ober for Jerry Ober. But the new guy, Rommel, in the back, he drew in that other O and made Goober. Fucking asshole.
Great story, Goober. How much we owe you?
Well, the damage is quite severe. $185.
That ain't gonna break my bank, honey. There, keep the change and go get yourself a new name, Goober.
Holy dog! I will! Thank you! You all drive safe. Thanks for coming in to Red Hot Pussy Liquor.
Psicosis gets played. Well, that's the man he has issue with. It's Tajiri.
Tajiri's very sneaky, as we've seen in past matches.
Last we saw Mikey versus Tajiri on TNN, Mikey may have had the matchup won, but he was blinded by the green mist.
Oh, look at that.
He lost, and apparently he's still a little pissed off about it.
Look at the outfit on Mikey.
Oh, tremendous.
There's the whippersnapper. Would you believe Mikey Whipwreck successfully defended the ECW World Heavyweight title against Steve Austin?
Oh, I believe it.
He's insane.
Mr. Peters treats you badly like the others, doesn't he?
Yes, he mean him, Albert.
Then you can help me and get even.
How?
Listen. You got to say what you mean.
Say what you mean.
What you say.
Mean what you say.
Down, Albert, down.
Did you get him? I said his keys, not his cheese. Oh, oh, Malbert, you're wonderful.
I do, Bart. Looks like you ain't got no wheels. Come on, get in. I'm gonna do you a favor, Byron. I owe you one. I made a ton of money on your last fight in 73. The Quaker of Jamaica.
I'm glad somebody did.
Yeah, I know. It's rough on jocks. Get to a certain age, opportunities dry up. So here's the deal. I got this chump, owes me a lot of money, needs a wake-up call. What I'd like for you to do is use that patented left hook on him.
Just in the ring, Art, you know. Just in the ring.
Yeah, I'm hip, but I'll give you $2,000. When you're done, all you gotta do is mosey on by the office and pick up the cash.
Why you wanna come at me that way, Art? I'm trying to get back with my wife. You know, we used to have problems with that same kind of shit. I've changed, man. I found Allah, I don't eat pork, and I'm a better man. I faced that demon, and I don't want him coming out again.
You give up pork.
I want you to see a doctor. Sarah. I'm not gonna see doctor.
On the line, Bret Hart giving away 271 pounds.
I remember Ollie from when I was nothing. Bruneface, you tossed a firebomb in my car one night. Give me a lot of trouble, but I forgive you. Mocha, you put 3 slugs into me, but I lived. I forgive you, too. I owe everybody at this table a little something, but I forgive all of you. Why? Because I put the past in the past. However, a boss who cannot see the future becomes a liability to everyone concerned.
What are you, a fortune teller? What do you mean, the future?
Filmface, what I mean is the future is me.
Pat, Sam, come in. This is Tracy. I followed her to the club Ritz. It looks like we got every hood in town in one room. Pruneface, Flat Top, Johnny Ram.
Those guys hate each other.
Better get over here fast. I gotta find out why they're together.
All right, let's go.
We got a problem with organization. We're all split up. That's bad business. While we're divided, the cops can keep us under control. But use your imaginations. We form this big company, see? Each of us here at the table are on the board of directors. I'm chairman of the board.
Why you?
Because I have a vision. A big boss must have a vision. We got a town with thousands of small stores and businesses. People who are working real hard. I think they should be working real hard for us. Because we are for the people. And if you ain't for the people, you can't buy the people. Lincoln. We will become the people's silent partner. Every time some citizen buys a pound of hamburger, we get a nickel. Every time some guy gets a haircut, we get a dime. We'll dress like bankers. Join the Rotary Club. Together, we will own this town.
Why you?
Thank you. Patty Doring now up top. Leg drop, nicely done. Two. And the Pepper Pike Ohio Jam does not put away Supernova. Lumini rallying the fans behind Supernova. Look at Novi once more. Nova once more. Look at this gutsy kick. He just keeps coming at Dory. And now Nova unloads. Reversal. Sledge-O-Matic, and you can bet that'll pop up somewhere on Monday Night Wrestling. The Meanie's tagged in. Down goes Roadkill. Cinches up Dory. Snap suplex, nicely done by the Meanie. Here comes Roadkill. Doring gets squashed. Down goes Roadkill. Doring gets planted. What in the hell? Frog splash. Meanie salt. But Roadkill makes the save. Unbelievable. Roadkill saved Danny Doring, who was Matt Pizza. Roadkill misses. There's a modified tornado DDT. Roadkill gets spiked. Doring misses. Well, Nelson Doring drops down. Nice counter. Oh, he got caught. Blue light special.
Taking her time, I was losing my mind.
underway. Remember, the only way to win is by escaping the cage, either over the top or through the door, and both of your feet must go touch the floor.
Wow, these chops.
Man, this is a game of one-upsmanship here. You're not going to beat anybody, King, as you know better than I, with a chop. But you can sure send a long, loud message.
You ain't lying. Nothing hurts worse than that. I promise.
Open the door. And again, the referee is not in the ring. He's only on the outside. And here we go. And Jericho having to retrieve X-Pac by the ankle. And that's a beautiful martial arts kick.
What a kick. Well, I do know something that hurts worse than a chop.
What's that?
Getting run over by a car. And I guarantee you, Stone Cold Steve Austin has been thinking about that
for almost a year.
I mean, yeah, but now, just these last few days with Rikishi making these threats and promises that he's going to do it to him again here tonight.
And again, and again, and again, is what Rikishi said tonight on Heat on MTV.
Right, until Austin is Stone Cold roadkill.
And now X-Pac going up top, looking to escape over the top of the cage. Whoa, and a beautiful move by Jericho, springboard dropkick on the ankle that took X-Pac down a straddle of the top turnbuckle.
I'm just worried that Austin heard all those things that Rikishi said, and he's taking it to heart. And knows that Rikishi's serious. Austin just may not show up, JR.
Well, Rikishi is serious, but I did guarantee you that Stone Cold Steve Austin will be here tonight. And yes, Rikishi's not intimidated. Rikishi is not afraid. Rikishi has no remorse.
I bet Austin won't come in through the parking lot.
Takedown by Jericho, taking down X-Pac. Both these men want to punish each other as much as possible, which takes no encouragement from either side in order to incapacitate their opponent so that the escape can be made.
Maybe Austin's out doing some shopping. No holds barred, anything goes. He sees Rikishi's got that sledgehammer. Maybe he's going to Home Depot or something, going to get him an arsenal.
Well, look out. Jericho going up top. Almost made it all the way to the top of the cage.
I know one thing, if I was Stone Cold Steve Austin, I wouldn't show up empty-handed knowing that Rikishi's got a sledgehammer. Climb out!
Off the top turnbuckle.
No, climb out! Not back in!
Oh, beautiful drop kick. The missile drop kick by Chris Jericho, taking down X-Pac.
I know you don't love me no more, no more, no, no more. It would have to be somebody else for loving you more, loving you more. Ain't no use in you
Here comes the Texas Rattlesnake, and I guarantee you, he's here to fight.
Oh, I know you're right. Introducing first, from Victoria, Texas, weighing 252 pounds, Stone Cold Steve Austin!
Stone Cold Steve Austin, robbed of his opportunity to once again become the World Wrestling Federation champion by the NWO, specifically Scott Hall. By Vince McMahon, we'll see tonight if the Rattlesnake Venom is stronger than the NWO Poison. Stone Cold has lost only once at a WrestleMania event. He's 4-1, and perhaps his most impressive performance was in a losing effort in the now famous submission match to the legendary Bret Hart at WrestleMania in 1997.
Say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more, don't you knock on my door, it's too late now and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone, 'cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more, I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. You're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Smiling Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Yes, you taught me how to say I just don't care.
180. You think Mr. McMahon was Jeff Van Gundy, the coach of the Knicks?
Ah, yes. Judgment Day. Judgment Day is supposed to be a day in which the world as we know it comes to an end. And certainly that was the case for a number of WWF superstars last Sunday night. Judgment Day is supposed to be a day in which we as human beings are judged by the way we live our lives and either rewarded or punished. Well,
please don't spoil his mood. The sold-out crowd here in Indianapolis calling Mr. McMahon an asshole. Hey!
Based upon the results of Judgment Day, it's clear to see that we and the McMahon-Helmsley faction with DX, we must be living our lives correctly, because indeed, we were very justly rewarded. As a matter of fact, so much so that after the festivities were over, we rewarded ourselves in one of the most lavish parties I personally have ever thrown. Which is why I don't look my normal immaculate GQ cover quality self tonight. But then again, neither will any of my other family members. Neither will X-Pac or Road Dogg when they get here. And I promise you, they're a little late, but they will be here tonight in Indianapolis.
I heard about it, JR. They were partying till about 6
now
a.m.
X-Pac and Road Dogg set the table, so to speak, for the Dudley Boys. And beat the Dudley Boys at their very own game. And then my son, Shane.
Oh, boy. Simba. Young Simba.
The giant killer.
My son, Shane, who came from my loins.
Oh.
My son, Shane, single-handedly defeated the strongest, the largest athlete in the world today, the Big Show. Pinned his shoulders down. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, we're talking awesome DNA here, JR.
That happened all right.
And then my son-in-law, Triple H. I don't believe I've ever been any more proud. I've never been any more proud of a family member than I was of Triple H last night. At Judgment Day, Triple H single-handedly, one-on-one, proved why he is the game.
He's gonna get emotional here. I know he is.
Triple H defeated The Rock, even though The Rock obviously attempted to employ the services of The Undertaker.
I don't know that to be true, quite frankly.
Even though The Rock cheated and seemed as though he must have needed help from The Undertaker, even against those odds, Triple H became the World Wrestling Federation champion.
Remember, this is Mr. McMahon's side of the story. Whether you see the encore tomorrow night.
And as far as The Undertaker is concerned, it's been nice without The Undertaker. He walked out on his contract some time ago. And if in fact Undertaker shows his face here tonight.
What?
Yeah, keep on cheering. The Undertaker is not legally under contract since he walked out. Therefore, I have marshals waiting to arrest The Undertaker should he show up here tonight.
Well, I guarantee The Undertaker decides to show up. You damn sure better have plenty of marshals, a big old posse.
He'll be put under
now
the jail.
Now then, as far as The Rock is concerned.
Uh-oh, The Rock.
He is enraged.
I'm not so sure that The Rock will show up here tonight. Bruised ego and all. I don't know if Rock is big enough a man to be able to swallow his pride and show up a defeated man here before you here this evening. But should The Rock show up, tonight would be a good night to go one-on-one, Vince McMahon versus The Rock here in this ring.
What?
I'm not going to
to see that. I'd love to see that.
Oh, I wow.
But that's not what's going to happen.
Oh.
You see,
too good to
what
be true.
Is going to happen here tonight, should The Rock show up, is The Rock will be facing Road Dogg.
Yeah.
X-Pac.
Two.
Shane McMahon.
Oh, boy.
What?
And the WWF champion, Triple H.
What? What?
That's four people.
All in one match. Four on one in this very ring.
Now, how the hell, how fair is that, King?
I don't think The Rock
and all
show
I can
up.
Say is, in a Judgment Day, we took the World Wrestling Federation Championship from The Rock. Tonight, here in Indianapolis, we will simply take what's left.
We're gonna get him another piece of The Rock!
I can't believe this. McMahon ordering a four-on-one matchup tonight. DX, Shane McMahon, Triple H, against The Rock. King, that's nothing but an organized mayhem. That's a mugging.
You gotta admit, there's just, like I said, there's a bounce in the step of Mr. McMahon. There's a smile on his face. He's only in the best mood he's ever been in his life, JR.
McMahon had a lot of control about the result of the very controversial Judgment Day just hours ago. The Rock down two balls, King, with about 10 minutes to go. A miraculous comeback by The Rock, and he made it to the 59-58 mark when the controversial decision went down.
Well, you're right. Very, very controversial. I'll give you that. But one thing is, it's not controversial. Triple H is the undisputed champion right now.
We got a picture for you, ladies and gentlemen, to take a look at, as will we. And there you see The Undertaker hitting the ring. Shawn Michaels at the bottom of your screen. The question is, did Shawn Michaels see The Undertaker drill Triple H during regulation time, King, with a chokeslam?
Right. This picture was made just before the match ended. And in my own opinion, I don't think Shawn saw that. Shawn, he signaled for the bell after he saw The Undertaker tombstone Triple H. But that happened after the match was over.
There's The Rock. The Rock's behind Vince McMahon.
Standing around all the right people. social security, it is your nature. Tennis on Tuesday, sipping champagne, football on Sunday, home on the train, it is your nature. Said you were nice, so was my suit. The ladder is long.
Thanks a bunch.
Sorry, bud. That was rude of me, wasn't it? Bud, I'd like to introduce my friend, the Black Mamba. Black Mamba? This is Bud. You know, before I picked that little fella up, I looked him up on the internet. Fascinating creature, the Black Mamba. Listen to this. In Africa, the saying goes, in the bush, an elephant can kill you, a leopard can kill you, and a black mamba can kill you. But only with the mamba, and this has been true in Africa since the dawn of time, is death sure. Hence its handle, Death Incarnate. Pretty cool, huh? Its neurotoxic venom is one of nature's most effective poisons, acting on the nervous system, causing paralysis. The venom of a black mamba can kill a human being in 4 hours if, say, bitten on the ankle or the thumb. However, a bite to the face or torso can bring death from paralysis within 20 minutes. Now, you should listen to this because this concerns you. The amount of venom that can be delivered from a single bite can be gargantuan. You know, I've always liked that word, gargantuan. I so rarely have an opportunity to use it in a sentence. If not treated quickly with antivenom, 10 to 15 milligrams can be fatal to human beings. However, the black mamba can deliver as much as 100 to 400 milligrams of venom from a single bite. Now, in these last agonizing minutes of life you have left, let me answer that question you asked earlier more thoroughly. Right at this moment, The biggest R I feel is regret. Regret that maybe the greatest warrior I have ever met her end at the hands of a bushwhacking, scrub, elky piece of shit like you.